of the Human Rights Commission and the selection of the members of that human rights body. Thank you very much, Chair. With regard to Articles 31 and 32 of the Convention, and the committees being empowered to receive and consider individual communications, the Kingdom of Morocco continues to participate in the individual communications mechanisms of the United Nations. We recently, in 2022, acceded to the optional protocol of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the ICCPR, as well as to the optional protocol annexed to the CEDAW Convention. The Kingdom of Morocco prioritizes cooperating with all UN organisms or bodies that have an individual communication procedure, whether these are treaty bodies or other bodies. Our philosophy, our approach, our mindset is very specific when it comes to the application of the Geneva Convention. Our approach is always a progressive one. And we align our domestic legislation with the provisions of the international instruments to which we are a party, and we take all measures to implement the provisions of these international treaties, conventions, etc., post-ratification. We remain open to the idea of engagement with a UN mechanism responsible for receiving and considering individual communications when all necessary preconditions are satisfied. With regard to the National Human Rights Council, this is a pluralist and constitutional independent body which plays a key role in the promotion and protection of human rights and does so guided by the Paris Principles. The National Human Rights Council enjoys A status according to the GANRI. The National Human Rights Council is comprised of a president, a Secretary General, and 27 members who are selected from among professionals who have well-known experience and expertise in the field and who are well-known for their integrity and their reputation and their respect for and championing of human rights. We take into account intellectual and academic plurality, linguistic diversity and equality, gender equality, national representation. We also make sure there's space for young people, children, and Moroccans living abroad to be duly represented in the National Human Rights Council. Whenever there is a vacant post, that's published on the website in line with Article 36 of the Rules of Procedure of the National Human Rights Council. It is the King who selects the President and the Secretary General and the representatives of the different regions of Morocco who will serve in that council, together with the 27 extra members. And the head of government selects 8 members of the body who may be drawn from the world of media, medicine, academia, so there may be journalists, doctors, etc. The Speaker of the Parliament also selects 8 members of the body who are drawn from civil society organizations. The law governing the functioning of the National Human Rights Council enshrines all necessary guarantees and safeguards to ensure the independence of action of the President of the National Human Rights Council and all members thereof. Article 39 of the Rules of Procedure of the National Human Rights Council, a set of rules of procedure that were adopted in 2018, duly defines those cases where the mandate or term of office or a member of a council may be brought to an end early. And this covers instances such as the death of the member in question or their inability or incapacity to continue serving. For example, a mandate may be brought to an early end in light of a physical or mental incapacity or disability that would not allow the individual to continue serving. Or when, for example, the individual is no longer able to continue serving in the post for legal reasons, for health reasons, for psychological reasons, or whenever they have committed an infraction or act that would be contrary to the terms of their office and to the oath that they have sworn. With regard to your question on search notices and how we engage with those search notices, how they're distributed, etc., Morocco leaves no stone unturned to do all that is needed to ensure that international human rights instruments and the content thereof are made well known, including their related protocols. Now, that of course includes your own convention. And the same is true for your concluding observations, general comments, and recommendations. All of these are disseminated via various channels. For example, we publish the channel of treaties similar to your own in the official Gazette of the Kingdom. The Gazette is freely available, publicly available to anybody in the country. The instruments such as this are published on the websites of the relevant bodies, such as the Ministry of Justice, or the website of the Interministerial Human Rights Delegation. We will publish the texts of treaties and conventions to which Morocco is a party. And they will also be published on the website of the Upper Council of the Kingdom. There are also benchmark documents, which are also made publicly available via these channels and other channels. All the same is true for studies, for example, in key human rights areas. Now, when it comes specifically to enforced disappearance and tackling the crime of enforced disappearance, we provide training to law enforcement officials. They receive broad training in human rights. They are made aware through that training of international human rights instruments and their applicability. It's a key part of continuous and ongoing training, as well as basic training for law enforcement officials. In addition, there are several programs available for police officers, for senior police officers, particularly those who are responsible